Everybody, please look in your Bibles at Matthew chapter 1, beginning in verse 18. Matthew chapter 1, beginning in verse 18. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. The Word of God tells us here that his name, verse 21, it says his name shall be called Jesus. That name Jesus has a meaning. The reason they gave him that name Jesus was because he would save his people from their sins. And then in verse 23, the Word of God says that he shall be called Emmanuel. That name Emmanuel also has a meaning. That interpretation of Emmanuel is God with us. So Jesus was not just a great man. Jesus was God in the flesh. The Word of God tells us in John chapter 1 and verse 1, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then in verse 14, John 1, 14, the Word of God says, And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So Jesus is God. The Word of God says his name would be called Emmanuel, which is God with us. Now, during the lifetime of Jesus, from the time of his conception until he was crucified on the cross of Calvary and placed in that tomb, during that time, Jesus, for about 33 years, Jesus literally lived here in the earth. God was in the flesh. God was in the person of Jesus Christ. So God was with people while he was in the flesh. Jesus, who is God, was with people in the flesh. But as long as Jesus was only in the flesh, he could be in one place at a time. For example, Jesus, as we read the New Testament, we read about Jesus going from one place to another. And so Jesus would be in one vicinity or in one city, and he would be having fellowship and doing miracles in that city and be around those people. So those people were with Jesus, and Jesus was with those people. God in the flesh was with those people right then. However, I think it's a wonderful blessing if Jesus, I want you to think about this. If Jesus was in the flesh today in Jerusalem, for example, you and I would not have the privilege to be in his presence because most of us are not going to be able to travel to Jerusalem. But I want all of us to understand that Jesus did not begin, and God did not begin to be with people when Jesus was born here into this world. Amen. God has been with his people in all ages of the world, all the way back to Adam and Eve. God was with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And all through the Old Testament, as we read about the various saints of God, God was with them. And of course, I'm leading up to the fact that you and I have the great privilege of having Emmanuel, God, with us today. I believe with all of my heart that God is here in this place right now. But I'm glad we don't have to be in the house of God to be having God with us, because as these people go to the nursing home this afternoon, God's going to be with them there. And as we go to our respective homes, I believe God will be with us there. And as we go about our activities every day, I need God with me every day. And you need God with you every day. So we need to thank God that He did come and was born of a Virgin Mary. We need to thank God that Jesus lived in the flesh. God was in the flesh, and that God was here in the flesh. But we need to also thank God that He has always been with His people in the Spirit. Go back in your Bibles to the Old Testament just a moment. I want you to notice that God often comforted His people by telling them that He would be with them. When I was a boy, we used to often sing, "If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. 'Tis heaven to me where'er I may be if He is there." I want you to know that when I came to Waycross, Georgia, I didn't want to come to Waycross, Georgia. Well, I did in a way. Because once I knew that's what God's will was, then I was happy to come here. But I had not planned to come to Waycross, Georgia. And when I went to Columbus, Georgia to serve as pastor there, I did not want to go there. But God sent me there. And God sent me here. Now, when God sends you somewhere, God will be with you wherever He sends you. When God, Jesus, in the flesh, would send His apostles, and He'd tell them to get in a ship and go to yonder shore, and then there would be a storm as they were going to that other shore, Jesus was with them in the middle of that storm. As long as you're going in the direction that God would send you, God is going to be with you wherever He sends you. And that's the reason that songwriter could say, "If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. And it is heaven to me, where'er it may be, if He is there." If you can just feel the presence of God with you. And I pray that God will bless every one of us, wherever we go and whatever we do, that we're walking in such a way that God will be with us, because we need Him every day. If you look in Genesis chapter 28, the Word of God tells us not only about God being with Noah and Abraham and Isaac, but now we read about God promising that He will be with Jacob in Genesis chapter 28. Listen, please, to verse 15. Genesis 28, verse 15, God says to Jacob, He says, "And behold, I am with thee." That's a great blessing. "I am with thee. I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of." I will not leave thee. I am with you. I will not leave you. That's a great blessing to the people of God, for God to give them that promise that "I will be with you." And God's promised that He will never leave us nor forsake us. It wasn't just a promise to Jacob. That promise in Genesis 28:15 was just to Jacob, but all through the pages of God's Word, God tells you and God tells me, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." And that's a great, wonderful blessing. David makes this statement. He says, "When my mother and my father forsake me." And I don't think David was talking about his mother and father running off and leaving him. I think he's talking about one day my mother and my daddy are going to die. And he says, "When my mother and my father die, the Lord will still be with me. The Lord will take me up. The Lord will help me." Look in your Bibles at Exodus chapter 33. There's a very important passage here that Moses is communing with God. God is telling Moses to go into the land of Canaan, to lead the children of Israel into the land of Canaan. In Exodus chapter 33, as Moses is about to lead the children of Israel into the land of Canaan, there was something that Moses wanted and something God promised Moses, and it's very important. In Exodus chapter 33, listen please to verses 14 and 15. God is speaking to Moses here. Exodus chapter 33, verse 14, and he said, that is, God said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. What did God tell Moses? My presence shall go with thee. Now listen to Moses' response. And he said unto him, that is, Moses said to God, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. Isn't that beautiful? Moses is saying, in verse 15, Moses is saying, God, I don't care how beautiful the land of Canaan is. I know it is a land flowing with milk and honey. But he's saying, I don't care how beautiful or how wonderful the land of Canaan is, if you're not going to go with me, if your presence is not going to be with me, I don't want to go there. Now, can you honestly say that about everything in your life? Can you say, God, if you're not going to be with me, I don't want to go there. If you're not going to be in this, if this is not God's will, God, I don't want to go there. I hope that God will help each of us to understand if we go somewhere God would not have us to go, if we go without God, we're headed into major trouble. And if we go where God would not have us to go, if we go down a path that is not pleasing to God, we're going without God. And when you go somewhere without God, you're headed into major trouble. What did Moses say? God, if you're not going with me, then don't send me up there. I don't want to go without you. Look in your Bibles at 2 Chronicles. There's a principle taught in God's Word that's very important that I don't want you to ever forget. In 2 Chronicles, look in your Bibles at 2 Chronicles chapter 15. This is a very important principle about God being with you. The Word of God tells us something here. It's a statement that God makes through one of His servants, but nevertheless, it's a statement God makes. And God tells you and me something while He's telling this particular man and these people something. God tells us something we better remember. You see, I like to hold on to Hebrews 13, 5 and 6, where God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You remember that? I will never leave you. I love to hold on to that. But that statement is true except for the provision that he gives right here. In 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verses 1 and 2, and the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you. That's what we're talking about this morning, is God being with us. He says, the Lord is with you while ye be with him. And if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you. Now, does everybody hear the last part of that statement? I love to hear the positive that God will be with me. If you go with God, if you walk with God, while you are with God, God is with you. But if you forsake God and you walk away from God and you walk in a way that's not pleasing to God, you're going down that path without God. If you forsake God, God will forsake you. Now that's a frightening thought. I want God with me. I don't want to walk anywhere without God. I want to say like Moses did, Lord, if you're not in this, I don't want to go down that path. If you're not leading me down this path, I don't want to go down that path. Because I know that there's, I don't care how pleasant it looks, I don't care how wonderful it looks. Did the land of Canaan look wonderful to Moses? And yet he says, don't send me there unless you're going with me. And God says here through his servant, he says, I'll be with you while you're with me, but if you forsake me, I will forsake you. Now go with me to Isaiah chapter 41. Wonderful promises. I suppose the book of Isaiah, and I think probably because Isaiah was a man of God that had to go into such difficult places, and there were so many people that hated Isaiah, and so many people that forsook Isaiah, Isaiah and Jeremiah, in fact, most all of the prophets were pretty much abandoned by people because the message they gave was a message of repent, and people don't like to hear that. And so most people didn't like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, or Daniel, but most people didn't like them. But here's what God tells those people, you keep being faithful to me and I'll be with you. I'll be with you all the way if you're faithful to me. Isaiah chapter 41, listen please to verse 10. Isaiah, I want you to hear what God says to Isaiah, a great promise of what God will do for Isaiah. Listen, brethren, I want to walk with you, and I want us to walk together. But more important than us walking together is you walk with God, and I walk with God. Here's the amazing thing. If you walk with God, and I walk with God, we're going to walk together. We're not going to be differing. We're going to be together if we're both walking with God. Isaiah 41, listen please to verse 10. Fear thou not. Now listen, brethren. Without God, you're going to be afraid. You might not be afraid right now, but you're going to get afraid when God's not with you. And so God says, fear thou not. Here's the reason. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. See, that's the only reason I'm not afraid. That's the only reason I wasn't afraid to come to Waycross. The only reason I wasn't afraid to go to Columbus is because God sent me there and God would be with me. And wherever God sends you, and let me caution you and underline that, wherever God sends you, you better be careful about running someplace and grab hold of that song. Well, if Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. I've seen many children of God that went far away from God singing that song. Oh, well, God's leading me here and God's leading me there. You better be careful. You better be sure that God's leading you before you say, I'll go anywhere. Many children of God have been led away by the devil and singing that song, if Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Brethren, if God doesn't help you, you don't have any help. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. How can you keep going forward? How can you go in any avenue of your life? How can you be successful in any area of your life unless God is with you? And there are some places God will not walk. And if you want to go in those directions, you're going it alone without God. Isaiah 43, listen to what God says. Isaiah 43, again, he says in verse 1, he says, fear thou not. But then in verse 2, he says this. After he says in Isaiah 43:1, fear not. Now, what is it again that keeps you from being afraid? It's feeling God's presence with you. In Isaiah 43, verse 2, he says, when thou, not if you do, but when you do, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Brethren, you're going to have to go through some difficult times in your life. And if you have to walk without the Lord, you're going to have heartache and trouble and problems, and nobody's going to be able to comfort you. But when you walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on your way. When you do His good will, He, what's the next word that writer wrote down? When you do His good will, He abides. What does that word abide mean? It means stay with you. God's with you. He abides. When does God abide with you? When you do His good will. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Why? Because God is with you. God's with you. One more scripture from Isaiah 57. This is one of my favorite scriptures in all the Bible. Isaiah 57, verse 15. I want you to listen to this. I want you to memorize it. I want you to think about it. Often when I was a child, I guess in a way, I always thought of God. Most of the time, I thought about God as way up there in heaven. And I would pray, I would think about him way up there in heaven, and I would picture him on his throne way up there in heaven, far, far away. Do you follow me? And he is there, but he's also here. And that's what Isaiah 57, 15 says. Look at Isaiah chapter 57 and verse 15. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place. Where does God dwell? The high and the holy place. Where is that? That's eternal heaven. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. He dwells way up there, but where else does he dwell? He dwells with him that is of an humble and contrite spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. God dwells way up there, but God dwells right down here. That's God alone that can do that. We sometimes sing the song, God be with you till we meet again. Well, I want God to be with you. I want God to be with me. But in order for God to be with you till we meet again, I have to walk the way that's pleasing to the Lord. Jesus says in Matthew 18 and verse 20, Jesus says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? Now, I'm glad we have pretty much a house full of people this morning, but did you know that there are people that just two or three are gathered together today in some places and God's with them? And did you know that during the week in your home, there may just be two or three of you gathered together in his name in your home? But Jesus says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. God with us. I thank the Lord for the name Jesus and what it means. But I'm also very, very thankful for that name, that other name, Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And Jesus makes this statement. Let me close. Turn in your Bibles to John chapter 14. Listen carefully to John chapter 14. Listen, please, to verse 23. Do you want Jesus with you? Do you want him to be with you? Do you want him to walk with you? Do you want him to talk with you? Do you want him to commune with you? Do you want him to be your friend? Jesus says, you're my friends if ye do whatsoever I have commanded you. But now listen, in John 14, verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. That's a beautiful statement. God says, I'll come, the Father and I will come, and we'll make our abode with you. So as you leave the house of God today, I want to say, God be with you. God be with you till we meet again. And God be with us when we meet again. And God be with us if we never meet again. But the most important thing is God be with us. May God help us, is my prayer, for Christ's sake.